Chapter 1. Not Normal. Thursday. Dear First Grade Journal. Hooray, hooray. It came. It finally came. Yesterday, the delivery man brought it right to my house. And today, I carried it to school for the very first time. Right now, it is sitting under my desk. I keep sneaking down there to see it closer. But my teacher just said to please stop doing that. Only guess what? He is not even watching me right now. So I think I will sneak down there one more time. And that will be it, possibly. I wish myself good luck. From Junie B., first grader. I put down my pencil and looked all around. Room 1 was still writing in their journals. I smiled very sneaky. Then I bent over in my chair real slow. And I reached way down and I lifted up the lid of my brand new shiny lunchbox, hollered out May. Junie Jones just opened her lunchbox again, Mr. Scary. And you told her not to do that anymore, remember? May is the tattletale girl who sits next to me. I do not actually care for her. My heart pounded very hard. I bent over even more, and I hid my head so my teacher couldn't see me. Only I didn't do a good job of hiding, I guess, because just then I heard Mr. Scary's shoes walking toward me. Junie B., why is your lunchbox open again? Asked Mr. Scary. Didn't I just speak to you about this a few minutes ago? I kept my head down and I looked at the floor. One of Mr. Scary's shoes started tapping at me. Tappy shoes are not happy shoes, I think. Junie B., said Mr. Scary again. Do you have a good reason for opening your lunchbox again? I quick closed my eyes and tried to think of a good reason. Mr. Scary's shoe tapped louder. I opened my eyes and peeked at it. And then, bingo! All of a sudden, a miracle happened. One of my eyes saw my napkin in the corner of my lunchbox, and a bright idea popped right into my head. I quick grabbed the napkin, and I started shining Mr. Scary's shoes. Look, Mr. Scary, look! Here is my good reason, I said. See me, huh? I am shining your shoes with my napkin, see? I shined and shined. This is the smartest reason I ever came up with, I said very proud. I smiled up at him. Would you like some spit on the napkin? I asked real nice. A little spit makes shoes look extra gleamy. Mr. Scary quick pulled his shoe away. No, Junie B., no spit. Please, just sit up, he said. I sat up. Mr. Scary stared and stared at me. I wiggled in my seat, very uncomfortable. 'Cause staring teachers make me squirmy, of course. Finally, Mr. Scary talked again. I want you to stay out of your lunchbox, Junie B., he said. We have a rule in room 1. Lunchboxes are to be opened only in the cafeteria. I did a sad sigh. Yes, I said. I know the rule, Mr. Scary. But I waited a real long time to get this lunchbox, and yesterday it finally came to my house. And so today is my first day of not carrying a plain brown sack to school. And so every time I look at that new lunchbox, I feel happy inside. I picked it up to show him. See how cute it is? I said. My mother ordered it from a nature store. It has pictures of baby birds on it. See all of them? I pointed. This one is my favorite, I said. It is called an owlet. Owlet is the name for a baby owl. My grandpa Frank Miller told me that. I pointed at a different bird. That one is an eaglet, I said. An eaglet is a baby eagle. After that, I held my